אנחנו לומדים בספר
We're reading in Zohar La'am the introduction to the book of Zohar in the article Torah and Prayer and we are in paragraph number 184 which is in page 146 and it begins with thus it is considered you can download the reading material in kab.info or kab.tv relevant questions will be aired the introduction to the book of Zohar Torah
maybe we will start with Rabbi Shimon
so we'll move to Rabbi Shimon's exit from the cave it's item 185 Rabbi Pinchas was usually before Rabbi Rechumai, by the shore of the Sea of Galilee. A great and elderly man was Rabbi Rechumai, and his eyes grew weak. He said to Rabbi Pinchas, Indeed, I heard that Yochai, our friend, has a gem, a good stone, a son. I looked in the light of that gem, and it is as the illumination of the sun from its shelf, illuminating the entire world. Explanation. Malchut, in all her corrections, is called a good stone, and she is called a gem. He says, Yochai, our friend, has a gem, a good stone, a son. Meaning he has already been rewarded with Malchut, with all her corrections and adornments. He looked in the spirit of holiness in the light of the gem. That is, that it was as illuminating as the light of the sun upon its exit from its shelf, which is the correction of Malchut's future, so that the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, that then she illuminates the entire world. And behold, after the light of Malchut became the light of the sun, and her peak rose to heaven, she illuminated from the heaven to the earth in another pillar of light to the entire world. He was illuminating and going until it was enough for Rabbi Shimon to properly correct the throne of Atik Yomin. The intimation is that he was already rewarded with the two disclosures at the end of correction. These are the six verses from the verse, the heavens tell, to the law of the Lord is whole, and the six names that are written from the verse, there is nothing hidden from its heat through the end of the psalm. This is so because the light standing from the heaven to the earth and illuminating the entire world implies to the six verses. And until Atik Yomin comes and properly sits on the throne, it indicates those six names. 186. And that light stands from the heaven to the earth and illuminates the entire world until Atik Yomin, meaning Keter, arrives and properly sits on the throne. Meaning until the end of correction. And that light is entirely included in your home, meaning in his daughter. Since the daughter of Rabbi Pinchas was the wife of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, from the light that was included in your home, a small and thin light comes out, which is Rabbi Elazar, his daughter's son. It comes out and illuminates the entire world. Happy are you. Come out, my son. Come out. Follow that gem that illuminates the world, for the time is ripe for you. Commentary. The daughter of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was Rabbi Shimon's wife. It follows that Rabbi Shimon is included in the house of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. This refers to Rabbi Elazar, who came out of the light that was included in the house of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that the light is Rabbi Shimon and his wife. And Rabbi Elazar came out and illuminated the entire world. 187. He went out from him.
Of course, here we're talking about the degrees. It's not a matter of a grandpa and a grandma and a father and mother and children. Yes.
He went out from him and was about to go into the ship. And there were two men with him. He saw two birds coming and flying over the sea. He raised his voice and said, "Birds, birds, since you fly over the sea, have you seen the place where Yochai is?" He waited a little, then said, "Birds, birds, go and tell me." They flew away into the sea and departed. The commentary: Rabbi Shimon fled from the kingship, which ordered that he should be killed. And his son hid in a cave, and they did not know his whereabouts. This is why Rabbi Pinchas, son of Yair, went to look for him in the islands of the sea. 188. Before he went out to the ship, the birds came out, and one of them held a letter in her beak. It said, "Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has come out of the cave with his son, Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Pinchas went to him and found that he has changed. His body was filled with holes and sores from sitting in the cave. He wept over him and said, "Woe that I have seen you so." Rabbi Shimon told him, "Happy I am that you have seen me so. For had you not seen me so, I would not be so." Rabbi Shimon started with the mitzvot of the Torah and said, "All the mitzvot of the Torah that the Creator gave to Israel are written in the Torah in a general way." Commentary: for all the years that he had to dwell in the cave, he had to sit there inside the sand to cover his nakedness and engage in Torah. And his flesh was punctured and with sores because of it. Rabbi Pinchas wept over him and said, "Woe unto me that I have seen you so." Rabbi Shimon replied to him, "Happy I am that you have seen me so. For had you not seen me so, I would not be so." Meaning, I would not have been rewarded with the revelations of the secrets of the Torah. For he was awarded all the great sublimity of his wisdom during these 13 years of hiding in the cave. Rabbi Shimon started, "All the mitzvot of the Torah that the Creator gave to Israel are written in the Torah in a general way. And the verse, 'In the beginning God created,' until the verse, 'And there was light.'" The Zohar explains that the verse, "In the beginning God created," is the mitzvah of fear and its punishment, and all the mitzvot in the Torah are included in it.
Sir, what to ask, please? Yes, Danny.
How do I know, or how do we know, whether we should demand the Creator will be revealed in the center of the group to bring contentment, or so that He won't be revealed, but only fill us with His power so that we'll be able to go out and bring Him contentment? The point is to ask for His revelation or for Him not being revealed.
Again, I didn't understand.
Sometimes we're making a preparation to the lesson, we're saying, now you need to demand that he will be revealed in the center of the group to bring him contentment. And sometimes we're saying, we don't want him to be revealed now. The most important thing is that we'll exert ourselves, that we'll charge ourselves with the force of connection, and we'll go out with this also in order to eventually bring him contentment. But do we wish that he'll be revealed now, or we prefer not?
I don't know. I don't know who the Creator is. Of course, why should he be revealed?
I don't know. Sometimes we're just saying that. Now we wish for him to be revealed in the center of the group.
We learn this thing, and it's a very gentle matter. It's very... I don't know how to say it. It's gentle. And what is its gentility about? There is no Creator. There is none. all that we talk about what we are capable of imagining, depicting, fantasize, feel about what's in us. That's what I talk about. I can't talk about anything that maybe exists but didn't come to my reception. I can only talk about what's already inside my kelim. Therefore, Bore, Creator, is called Bo'ure, come and see. If I reveal that it's the force that created me, that maintains me, that's above me, that grabs me like this from above in some way, from above meaning greater than me, more controlling in everything that is more than me. That's what I call the Creator, the Bore. Meaning, I need to feel myself, my desires, my thoughts, my intentions, all sorts of actions of mine, all that I call me. And I also need to reveal, discover that outside of me there is something that wraps me, and all that I am, he defines. He decides. All that's in me, in this I, he decides. And also, even that which I think of him and demand of him and supposedly am towards him, that also, or against him, that also he created. He created it that way against him. It's all him. There is none else besides him. This we need to reveal. This is called the Creator. If we discover him, we reveal him under the only under the condition that we are searching and making efforts, entering with him into some special connection, asking of him, just as you have birthed me and made me in such a way, then change me. I want to be like you. Like a son who wants to be similar to his father. The small one grows, learns from the adult. From the bigger one. I want to be like you. Contradictory to what we have, in which a son instinctively wants to be similar to his father. We don't want to be similar to him. We don't discover him. We don't feel him and so on. There's a more complex system of relations here. As he isn't revealed, but he hints to us about his existence, about him bringing us all sorts of signs, and all of this so that we will want to reveal him, and from these awakenings and signs that he sends us. This awakening that he sends us is an unpleasant awakening. It's not pleasant. It's from fear, from a lack, from all sorts of negative sensations. Why? Because his purpose is that we will reveal him not because we want to receive something from him, rather that we will appreciate his nature, the giver, and will want to be like him. Meaning we will want to be his sons against our nature. In that, we raise his degree, his quality above nature and above our quality. And then really, we can say that we made ourselves his sons. Even not sons, but like him. In the end, we come to adhesion. in the whole degree of it. But other than this general bestowal towards us, which we are in our sensation, our perception of reality, there is nothing else. We need to truly feel Him, to point to Him. We can't. Therefore, and because we're talking only from the point of view of one who attains something, then we need to say there's no creator. There's none else besides Him. There's nothing. I live in the world and there's nothing. There's people that believe that He exists. We don't believe. We only are searching for ways how to reveal and not to believe. For us, connection with the Creator is also called faith, but not faith like for the regular people who are not going to attain Him. Rather, our faith is called bestowal. Faith above reason is bestowal above reception, in which I go in such a way and build myself. And in that, I become similar to the Creator and can reveal Him. But until I reveal, He's not there. I'm not allowed to talk about Him if I don't reveal Him. Who am I talking about? About some abstract form that's not in my vessels? I'm not allowed to. I'm forbidden because it's just imaginations. Who knows what it is or what? Nothing. One should not judge other than what his eyes see. Therefore, Bore, the Creator, is come and see, and only to the degree that I'm capable of correcting myself and revealing Him. What is Him? The quality of bestowal that's in me. On that quality of bestowal which will clothe in me, I will say, this is the Creator. This is the Lord which we've hoped for, and so forth. Only in such a way. And this is because this is a form which is clothed in the matter. This is my form, which is the reception, which is clothed with, in order to bestow. And in this form, in this matter, now I see the form. What does it mean to bestow? So in such a way, I can say, this for me is the Creator. This is what I have revealed. Of course, in the next degree, I'll have a new Creator, a new one, because I need to broaden my vessels and to run their corrections, and therefore His form, which will be revealed, will be a new form, greater, deeper, more complex, in all the different manners of bestowal. What does it mean that there's no creator without a creature? Because this form is revealed within me, within my will to receive, which is organized in a way of, with the intention of, in order to bestow. Then that we discover the quality of bestowal. So it's not the Creator, but it's the corrected part in me. In that part, I discover the quality of bestowal, which is Him. Therefore, there's no creator without the creature. Within the creature alone, He is revealed. And only in a way that I already feel the Creator in His corrected qualities. He can't say, this is the Creator and this is me. There is no such thing. He discovers Him only within Him, the form which is clothed in the matter alone. everything depends on our corrections, that we truly specifically where I correct myself, there I'm about to reveal him and not in any other place. So only towards a person who is correcting himself within that place which he corrected himself, that's where the Creator is revealed. There he reveals this quality which is called the Creator. Quality. In a form which is clothed in him, meaning his will to receive receives a form, and upon this form he says, this is the Creator. But if so, there's something that precedes this form, that in the way that I corrected myself by something external, which is not in me. And later, in this form which I corrected myself, in that place, in those desires which I corrected myself, I feel some new phenomena, which is called the quality of bestowal. It doesn't come from me, it comes supposedly from some new source towards me. Meaning some external source. Who is this external source? That source we call Atzmuto, or his essence. We can't say anything about him because he is disconnected from our feelings, from our attainment. He is the primordial root to everything, but we cannot attain him. And he cannot be clothed in our vessels because in our vessels we already feel the results of him. Therefore, the Creator is that degree, that quality of bestowal which is revealed within the creature. And other than that, we're not allowed to say one word. That would already be called idol worship. And why not? Because it draws you from the right place, from the revelation, from the whole revelation which you need to attain. Yes?
Recently, before every action we do, we're really concerned about trying to care for bringing him contentment. So if it's an attribute that is about to be revealed in me, then who am I bringing contentment to? What does it mean from my perspective to bring him contentment if he's an attribute?
You are bringing contentment to that force which created you and is directing you to do all sorts of actions with your desire or against your desire, those that you're for or against, that force which brings you to those actions and arranges for you your thoughts and your desires, that primordial thing that's just before you, you want to bring it back gratitude and contentment, and in that you find your role. Just in the example of the host and the guest. Yes?
And him and the attribute of bestowal are now two different things from my perspective. He, the primordial, and the attribute of bestowal that I'm about to reveal are two different things.
Yes, they're two different things because it hasn't clothed in you yet. Or you could say that it's in you, but in a concealed manner. Why can you say that and it won't be foreign idolatry? Because these are in the degrees. And that he that hasn't yet to clothe in you is the degree above you. And then you're turning to it and you want to bring it contentment to the state of the next degree. And that is called that you're raising man. But even if you don't know all that nonsense, it's not important. As long as you operate and everything gets worked out. What?
We all wish for the attribute of bestowal, but no one knows what that is. What does it do to me if I take upon myself this attribute of bestowal? Because I also have a desire to receive, right? What does it give me, this attribute of bestowal? Everyone are talking about
it. Well, it will give you something. Yeah. Soon you'll be retired. You'll have something.
What happens to me, the attribute of bestowal? You cannot explain what bestowal is. What happens to me once I have the attribute of bestowal? What does it do to my life? I need to understand this, otherwise how will I advance?
It'll be good.
No, it'll be good is not an answer.
No, I'm saying in the fullest meaning of the word, it'll be good.
What will happen
to me? Simply be good.
I've revealed it. What happens to me?
When you revealed, you won't have questions.
I won't have questions.
When you discovered good, you don't have any more questions.
Not to me. Those who look at me from without, what do they see? That I'm, when I'm an
animal, they won't see anything. Maybe it's good that they don't see. Let's say you earned $1 million in the lottery. Do you want them to know? Once, when I was living in Rehovot, someone Rehovot won on the lottery some immense amount of money. All of Rehovot spoke about this. And then they would come through my clinic, all sorts of such people from Yafo and all kinds of places. Where's that guy that they would ask? Where's that guy that won the lottery? So do you want them to come to you also like that? Well, meaning the question is, what's revealed, no one can know, because they don't have the kilim for it. They don't have the kilim. And also your actions, they don't understand what that is. And also if they look at you, they don't see that it's worthwhile for them to be like you. Imagine to yourself, who from those people that are here, are you envious of? According to their home, according to their income, according to what? There isn't. You look at everyone, they're all messed up. They're all kind of, what are they living? How are they living? What do they have? Nothing. You can't be jealous of anyone. Anyone. That's what you see in your eyes. Their internal world, you don't know. Their closeness to the Creator, you don't know. What they have acquired already from the next world, you don't know. So you're not jealous. You don't have the kelim to see what they have. You can know their, maybe their holdings in the bank or something in the home or something like that. But their what they have acquired spiritually, how will you know? Therefore, we're not jealous of that. The spiritual acquirements, if you were to see it, why do you not see it? You don't see it in order to not run away from it. Because spiritual acquirements is the desire to bestow, and he loves people, and he wants to do for it. And you're looking at this, and you're like running away from such people, and not to come close. Therefore, it's concealed from you in order to not run you away.
I have a question. I remember when I saw those friends on TV. The guys here, I really envied them. I came here as a result of my envy to them. That is something you acquire. I really envy them. And once I came here and saw that...
And you can see how much the concealment works.
What?
When a person, as a person like you, is a healthy egoist, normal, you know. But he looks at us and thinks, I want to be like them. It's worthwhile for me to come. That's all thanks to the concealment. Because you're thinking that they have something. Meaning the concealment inverts. Flips. The concealment kind of, it's like I'm happy. You look at me, you want also to be happy. And you don't know that I'm happy of something that you can't be. But you feel like, meaning you're jealous of my state, in my perfection, in my wholeness. But where's that from? You don't know. And upon that, there is concealment. And that's how you advance. But if we were to see the next degree, you would never advance. Where would you take the forces for that? It's like entering into a fire. It's like all your bones, all your body would be like just not that. It would run away from it for sure. It's worse than all the punishments of this world. This degree is fine. Therefore, you progress towards this in concealment until you receive the reforming light, and then you enter. As you enter, you're wrapped in such a clothing, such a shirt, such a robe that you cannot refuse. That for you, it's a pleasure. For you, it's the information, but it's without the clothing, it's something horrible. What to bestow? To give your whole life, and not just your whole life. Eternal life. To work for someone, it's terrible servitude without an end to it. Okay, well, we'll continue a little bit.
The commandments of the Torah, the first commandment, item 189. In the beginning, God created. This is the very first mitzvah, commandment. This mitzvah is called the fear of God. It is called reshit, beginning, or head. As in, the fear of the Lord is the reshit, the beginning of wisdom. It is also written, the fear of the Lord is the reshit, the beginning of knowledge, since fear is called reshit. Also, it is the gate by which to enter faith, and the whole world exists on this mitzvah. Why is it written that fear is the beginning of wisdom and that it is the beginning of knowledge? It is because fear is the beginning of each and every sefira. For no sefira can be attained.
Meaning any quality, the quality of bestowal, the mannerism of the bestowal in each every way. You can't attain it this way or that way, you're bestowing. Rather, before that, there has to always be fear. And upon it, after it, you already the attainment of the quality of bestowal in all different fashions.
It is because each and every is not, we're not able to attain any sfira, because this is the gate. This is why he says that it is the gate by which to enter faith, as it is impossible to attain whole faith if not out of fear of God. And by the measure of fear, it is the measure of instillment of faith. For this reason, the whole world exists on this mitzvah. For the world exists only on Torah and mitzvot. As it is written, if not my covenant day and night, I would not put the ordinates of heaven and earth. And since the fear is the beginning and the gate to every mitzvah, as is the gate of faith, it follows that the whole world exists on fear. As it is written, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. With fear, which is called reshit, in which all the mitzvot are included, God created heaven and the earth. And were it not for fear, God would not create a thing.
Meaning, this is the condition, the most important quality. Also, for each sphira and for all the spherot, for us to have complete fear, accordingly, we will attain the complete correction. Meaning, fear is a correction. In fear, we already have all forms of bestowal clothing it. What?
I know that in corporeality, I can translate it to fear, being afraid of something. What does fear mean in spiritual work?
I don't know. Soon, let's wait. How do I know? We'll learn it together. I also want to know something new. Fear in corporeality, it's clear that my desire is afraid. It's afraid to not receive, which comes, let's say, he thinks he deserves something. He's afraid that what he has, or that what he has, will be taken of him. Yes, if we're talking about the kli, what is the kli afraid of? As before him, something appears that he may not be able to receive it for all sorts of reasons, or that he already has some, has it, and he's afraid that it will depart. And this is actually the fear. Fear for himself, and it could be supposedly for others, it could be for others, to the degree that those others are felt in him as his, because they're his, that they're his children, his relatives, and so forth.
No.
Well. Okay, yes.
Can I continue Daniel's question about the revelation of the Creator? If I understand you properly, then the revelation of the Creator is a kind of a process that I undergo after the revelation of evil, and then a certain state is created, and then suddenly the light that reforms comes. And in this point, actually from this moment on, begins the revelation of the Creator, meaning I must have the light that reforms after the revelation of evil, and only then do I discover the Creator.
Otherwise, how are you reformed? How do you receive the light and the returning, and the screen and the reflecting light?
Okay, in this revelation, in every degree you say that I discover a new creator. Is that a new creator, or do I reveal a part of the whole?
How do I know a part of the whole? I don't know the whole, so I don't know the part of it. I know that this is what I have.
And how do I discern when I reveal the creator, between a degree or whether it's something temporarily, momentarily?
I don't understand. I just only know one thing. I have a desire, and this desire was a desire to receive. By the reforming light, it received the form of bestowal, meaning a form, meaning it can now discern bestowal. It can want to bestow. It has now some form that it's capable from itself supposedly to bestow, supposedly. Meaning, this guest who is sitting before the host and is doing a restriction and saying, I don't want to receive anything from the host, materialistically, because what I'm receiving from him is, what am I receiving? All sorts of delights, foods that are on the table before me. It's food, sex, family, honor, respect, and knowledge. Things that are associated with desires of our world. I don't want to receive them, rather only in order to maintain myself, to deal with necessity, only to exist. Meaning, I only receive them in order to connect and return to the host. I don't want anything for myself other than to connect to him. Therefore, I receive them in a way that it wouldn't be too much or not enough. Because it's to maintain the degree of animate in me. The degree of speaking in me, I don't receive anything at all. I don't want. Meaning, now I define that I am relating to the host in a way that if I receive from him something in this life for his benefit, I'll do it. If it's not for his benefit, no. When I receive something from him right now for his benefit, what does this mean? Meaning I need to make my will to receive, which other than the degree of still vegetative and animate, we're not talking about those, which is associated with the degree of Adam, the fourth phase, like we talked about the fourth phase, which has come to a restriction. So now, I work with this desire in a simple way. I must receive in it, certainly, instead of before where I received endless pleasures, the whole Nan Chai, from the emanator, from the creator, now this whole Ein Sof has dispersed from me, and I want now to receive not this Ein Sof, the fulfillment. Rather, I want to receive the form of the Creator, like He wants to benefit me. This is how I want to learn from Him, to benefit Him. Yes, to be like the host, to bring him, to give him back. So I don't need to receive the fulfillment from him, but rather the form as he relates to me and then gives me the fulfillment. That's how I want to relate to him, meaning I need to copy from him his attitude towards me. This is the request, to receive that quality of bestowal, it's called, how he relates to me. So this will be to me also such a thing. That's called raising man. So I address him and say, I want to receive from you the attitude, so that I will have towards you the attitude like you have towards me. If I try and really care for this, then it comes to me in the end, an understanding, a feeling, and even the form itself of his attitudes towards me, as I feel that it's really him. How do I feel that it's him? As something clothed in me that wasn't there before, which is opposite my nature. That all of a sudden I feel that this is bestowal, this is giving, this is something, it's like an influence. It's something that comes out of me outwards. It projects out of me. Maybe, I don't know, something like that. So, in short, and this is called that I start to reveal the Creator, this quality, which wasn't in me before that ever. Now, as this quality is revealed, then I am in a great chisaron, in a great lack. And I want, and what will I give? What will I give? It's like, let's say, God forbid, a mother that has a baby that wants to eat. And she wants to give him so much, but she doesn't have what? It's a great sorrow. So this is how it is. So you start to raise man already for the reception of the light, reception of the pleasure, because you start to discover that with that, you inside that pleasure that he's giving and that you're receiving and you're enjoying, so that he will enjoy from you, that in that you are truly in this action are connecting together. That by each time you're taking and enjoying, you're feeling how much he enjoys, and only for that sake he gave it to me, and specifically in this action there's a connection. And in this action, other than the pleasure from the food, and you have to discover him, and the details that you didn't even feel earlier in a direct manner as you would take it, these are totally different pleasures that are discovered. It's like we discover in the matter itself how much energy you can receive if you burn, let's say, some wooden log, and how much energy you receive if you take out, not by burning, but if you take out the energy from the atoms in there, in that same wooden log, you have enough to heat up the whole world for a million years. It's truly like that, endlessly. So it's the same thing here. You start to discover here the true spiritual Naran Chai. Yes.
So can I say that that man is clothed in the place of the man? Only there can I bring it, that man? Is this the only place where I have connection?
True contentment you receive, and you give together in a place where you enjoy. That's how you bring him contentment and enjoyment. No, no, after the man comes the action. After the man is for the request of the masach for the first time. The second time, it's for the reception of the light, the reception of the fulfillment.
Meaning I first have to raise man before contentment, is that one phase later? Should I raise a correct man in a correct way with a great desire?
Also in that you bring in contentment, but that's for the time being. True contentment is when you receive in the form of in order to bestow.
So, can we then reach a phase of attainment to the Creator?
Okay. Well, where are we? Yes.
Item 190. Fear is interpreted in three discernments, two of which do not contain a worthy root, and one is the root of fear. There is a person who fears the Creator so that his sons will live and not die, or fears a bodily punishment or a punishment to one's money. Hence, he always fears him. It follows that the fear he fears of the Creator is not placed as the root, for his own benefit is the root, and the fear is the result of it. And there is a person who fears the Creator because he fears the punishment of that world and the punishment of hell. Those two kinds of fear, fear of punishment in this world and fear of punishment in the next world, are not the essence of fear and its root. 191.
That's clear, because they're associated with the will to receive and of this world. Therefore, we don't talk about them. They're like all of this world, to a certain degree, a preparation from which we can rise to spirituality. And each time we start from this world, we each time fall till the end, so that we'll have the possibility to rise independently. And not that we're ascending with some kind of special concessions from above. See? Always the person comes down, you hear Tzvika. Every time, all the way down, he loses everything. There's no choice, there's no chance. It's everything's like this. And later, he starts to ascend. Therefore, the main thing is patience and concession. Well, and what fear is the primary?
Fear, the most important fear is that he should fear his master since he rules. And he is the root of all the worlds and everything is count as nothing.
Meaning we need to attain this fear, it's not simple. That he is first to everything, that there's no I, that it's only him, for every thought and every desire and every intention and every action, to all that I do, he actually gives the command, and then I think, want, do, only in such a way, all alone. And there is nothing that starts from some other source, and that I have some reality, independent reality for myself. There is no such thing. Rather, everything is only him. This is called the root of everything. Is that clear? Meaning, I don't have to see the other people, I shouldn't see myself as existing on their own. Rather, there's none else besides him. The primary root for everyone. And there's no action, no place in any place in the world, good things or bad things, that are not the expression of the Creator. Through all sorts of puppets. Through all sorts of events, but it's all him alone. Now, here there's the question, where are my confusions? Where and why does it seem to me that others are operating? And more, there are many questions here. What's the benefit from all sorts of goals? What do I benefit and what do I lose from thinking this way or not? There are many things here. But the first assumption must be that if I want to point to the true reason for anything that exists, that everything that exists and happens, it's only Him. Is that clear? What?
That's clear, but it's just impossible to...
That I'm asking whether it's impossible, but is it clear, I'm asking?
Yes.
That's it. The impossible, that's something totally different. Those are two totally different questions. For you, impossible. For him, it's possible. That we're really not talking about. We're talking about the things that exist in the world outside of what it seems to you right now. Yes.
On the one hand, we need to come to the fact that he's first.
Yes, to come, meaning to discover, to reveal on our flesh that He is the root to everything. That's called that I acquire the quality of fear. There may be some other qualities that we need to acquire to reach this third fear, this true fear. But this, at least first, we need to have. Meaning, I need to be certain that in the whole world, everything that's happening, it only happens from the Creator. And He places all sorts of clothing, all sorts of forms, yes, of the puppets, let's say, still vegetative, animate, and people, and through them, and from me, and through them, He actually is playing with me. And then my whole life is a game with him. How he's playing with me and how I need, after the game, to find connection with him. With, how's it called? With the director. Like the movie director. Yes.
But on the other hand, it doesn't exist.
He exists through them, through all those sorts of things. He himself, you're right, he himself, in the form that he is, cannot reveal. I can't. It's atzmuto, which I cannot reveal in my vessels. And I shouldn't even, I'm forbidden to even imagine him. I discover him through all of the different clothing. The light itself is never really revealed. There is, other than inside the Kli, there is no light without the Kli. Therefore, we don't talk about the light before the Kli, which created the Kli. We don't talk about Him who created before He created the Kli. Rather, within the Kli, we talk about the Kli and the light. Before the Kli, you can say, wait. Light and the Kli, which is in the Kli, which you created and put inside, that's already the first assignment. What about the phase of Shoresh? Shoresh is already intention. That's not. That's intention. The thought of creation. The thought of creation is before the creation. Before the creature, before the Kli, before the revelation of the action. That's the thought. Imagine thought, I don't know how, but you do not clothe in some image. At least it's not an image. Yes?
But what's the purpose of this whole process? Because on the one hand, it's pressuring me from above, from the group and from him. On the other hand, it's pressuring me from below, from the broad audience. What does he want here?
For you to feel yourself like you're in a sandwich.
So there is a sandwich, but he wishes that I will eventually reach this revelation, or that there will be some general revelation of him.
That's the same thing. You discover that there is nothing else besides him that operates in the world, and there's nothing other than you in the whole world. The whole world is also you.
מספיק. כן.
That's enough. Yes.
I didn't understand from the answer you just gave, for why when you say that the Creator, let's say, hides behind the friends or behind the audience, why isn't that idolatry? Why isn't that idolatry?
Why? Because I'm not imagining some image here, but rather I'm working with the broad world, which come, and that within this world I want to discover, to reveal the quality of the soul which is clothed in it, which is called the revelation of the Creator to the creature, and then the creature is me. Why is that idol work? Idol work is whether it's in the form of a reception or of bestowal. First of all, if it's reception, then it's foreign. If it's idol, it's a tree. If it's bestowal, then it's already not. Now, in bestowal, it's just real work. There's also all kinds of matters here. It's a matter of cleanliness, of the preciseness of the work. And that, in each degree, it's different from here until in Sof. What's normal for a baby is not normal for a big person. Yes.
So how should I depict correctly this concept of the Creator hiding behind the friends and behind the public, in a way that it won't be something imaginary?
I don't know what is imaginary. If I see all my friends and the whole world that this is a presentation of the Creator towards me, if I see all my qualities and attributes, which is the presentation of the Creator in me, and I see only in the middle some point or some little piece in me that where I can decide in a free way what I want from all of these, what am I receiving from all of these, that he's clothed within the whole world before me and confusing me, that he's clothed in me with all my desires and thoughts and different qualities and that's confusing me, what will I do with all this? I will only do one thing, that there's none else besides him, that I want to come to a state in which only he exists and he controls me. And me means the whole world, because I am the world. The world is sensed in me. I don't even know what it means outside of me. I don't understand what's outside of me. But in my awareness, in my perception, what I feel, that's the world, called the world. It's felt in me, in my awareness. And then I want truly for this, for me to receive this from the presence of the Creator, which is being presented and revealed here before me. And I want to reveal him in actuality. And for this revelation will not be to corrupt him. Well, in short, there's here many conditions. So how far did we come to? 191? In the middle?
Begins, it's considered as nothing. As it is written, and all the inhabitants of the earth count as nothing. He will place his will in that place, which is called fear. There are three manners in the fear of God, only one of which is considered real fear. Fear of the Creator and keeping his mitzvot so that his sons may live, and he will be kept from bodily punishment or punishment to one's money. This is a fear of punishments in this world, when fearing punishments of hell as well. These two are not real fear, for he does not keep the fear because of the commandment of the Creator, but because of his own benefit. It follows that his own benefit is the root, and fear is a derived branch of his own benefit.
Gimel. Gimel is a hakeh. Gimel.
No. Three? We'll wait. From these two, tell me, how do you work? How does this work out for you, these two? Well, let's say from the fear that his sons will live. What are you imagining to yourself? And if his sons won't live?
It's not simple.
We'll move to the next part.